We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
He's got a big hole. It is a foot race, and I don't think they're going to get him. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! Let's go!
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Buffs Prime Time, presented by Coors Light, the official beer of chill. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, you can tell there must be a bye week next week. We're not going to be here. Everyone needed their fix today, so they're out here at the Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder. Great spot to swing on by any time, but come out here on Thursdays, generally from 12:30 to 1:30. We're out here for Buffs Prime Time with the head coach, Mel Tucker. Buffs coming off the loss to UCLA last week. It's homecoming weekend. That's got to explain some of you folks being here, right? Homecoming weekend. It's also Hall of Fame weekend. In fact, tonight is the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. What a class we've got. And Gary Barnett said he's in the Hall of Fame. He needs a raise now. So how do you like that, huh?
Give it to him.
Yeah, I guess so. You're going to have to. But yeah, coach is going in. Brian Cabral is going in tonight. Jenny Simpson, Barry Helton. So a lot of great Buffs going into the Hall of Fame later on tonight as we get set for the Stanford game this weekend. That's a 1 o'clock game. Coach and I are going to hit there at 11 a.m. with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show and all the festivities. Make sure you're down here on Pearl Street tomorrow night. We've got the pep rally. And how do you like the Pearl Street Stampede? I've never asked you about
it's,
that.
It's very unique.
Isn't that cool?
It's very exciting. I love it. Our players look forward to it, and when we have recruits in town, they're truly amazed.
Yeah. That's what college football is all about, that kind of pageantry and passion. And
yeah, you don't have that in NFL.
No, it's a business.
It's great, and get a chance to interact and connect with our fans and all of our supporters. The kids, our players love riding that truck, that fire truck.
Isn't that cool?
I like riding on it myself.
You got to talk to Steve Tebow about driving that thing.
Yeah, maybe one day. I win a couple more games. He'll turn the keys over to me.
Win a few more games, you get to drive the fire truck. I like it. All right, let's talk a little bit about that game last week at UCLA. I know there were some frustrations coming out of that one. A slow start for your Buffaloes.
Yeah, slow start on offense and defense and special teams. Once we kind of woke up and got going, mm-hmm. we were able to move the ball on offense and score. And then defensively, our guys played really, really hard, and we were able to get some stops. But we just weren't able to get over the hump. We dug ourselves a hole.
You know, being the way this thing is kind of unfolding, how much of a challenge is you to kind of guide these guys through and massage this thing? a little bit with the team?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge. Yeah. I love it. I'm built for it. This is I've been in the first year of a program as a coach several times and also as a player a couple times. And so it's somewhat to be expected. You know, there's going to be some challenges, but our guys have responded well this week. Our coaches have done a great job. You know, we stay on our guys. The standard is very high. No one's going to feel sorry for them, and we'll just keep working and pounding away until we get it right.
I'd imagine, too, when you go through a stretch like this, you mentioned your staff. The staff is ultra important because they've all got to stay on point and on message for you.
Yeah, you got to circle the wagons, man.
Right.
You got to go to the mattresses.
That's right.
And we've done that, and our guys, our staff is they have tremendous character, high integrity guys. They care about young men, understand the importance of, you know, instilling discipline and attention to detail, sense of urgency, and so we're having a positive effect on our guys.
When you go back and really kind of start breaking down tape, where is the offense stubbing its toe?
Execution.
Yeah. You know,
it's because I talked to those guys. We got plenty of players. We got enough players to get the job done.
Yeah.
But it's you start the game with a drop pass, and then you got maybe a missed throw on third down, and then you miss a block, you jump off sides on second and one. Those are drive killers, and you miss a field goal. I mean, so
sure.
It's all execution, and it only takes one guy on one play to blow up a play. And so we have to have the discipline to do our jobs on a consistent basis, and that's how you become successful, consistency and performance. And so that's where our challenges are right now.
And that is the fine line. You've been on great teams. You've had teams that have struggled at times. That's the fine line you walk, don't you?
There's really not a lot of difference between winning and losing,
yeah.
Or a good team and an average team. It's the details. You never know which play in the game is going to make that difference. So you have to play. Every play has a history and a life of its own, and you have to treat it that way. And so it really comes down to execution. The team that executes the best more often usually wins the game.
Yesterday, we did Mel's podcast with Philip Lindsay. Hope you guys have had a chance to take a listen. If you haven't, please do. And Phil is we got him on the phone, and he's sitting there talking, and he's talking about that very thing. And by the way, Mel was smiling like crazy through the entire thing, just nodding his head. I love to coach Philip Lindsay, I bet. But Phil was talking about that. We're asking about the Broncos being a tough stretch, and he was talking about that idea that any play at any time, you don't think about it. Oh, it's a small issue, on a missed field goal early in a ball game. Well, that's not going to affect us later. And that was the lesson that Phil has learned about this game. And you were nodding in agreement the entire time he was talking.
Yeah, at the top where the best compete, success is measured in literally in inches, and that you never know what play it's going to be that's going to make the difference. And that's why you have to practice at a high level. Attention to detail is huge. Execution, a sense of urgency. And I'm also focused on, what we do off the field.
Sure.
As well, because I believe and it's been proven that it has carryover to what happens on the field. And so, being on time for class, study hall hours, being on time for treatment, all those things, it all adds up. And so, again, the discipline to do our jobs on a consistent basis and understand why it's important to do that way.
Is that the tough thing when you're dealing with 18, 19, 20-year-old young man? Because in their minds, they're football players, right? But excellence doesn't happen in this section only of your life, right?
No, it's all the way around. It's a 360 degree deal with
yeah.
these players, and that's what we have to teach them, and we hammer it every day. It's non-negotiable, and they're starting to understand that everything matters all the time.
Sure. I once heard the line, something along the lines of successful people live by a standard, right? You got to do that every day and everything that you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it's the standard of performance. And really, I talked to him this morning about the difference between punishment and discipline. You don't do what you're supposed to do, there's going to be a punishment. But discipline is doing what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, how you're supposed to do it,
right.
And then understand why it's important to do it that way. And those things are two totally different deals.
Last week, Buffs did not have Alex Fondo. He was out, had gotten dinged up. And so Alex Mangum kind of became your featured guy. Talk about him, what you see from him as he's developing and what he can ultimately become.
Yeah, Mangum, Darren is a really good player. He's a young player. He's maturing. You know, he's learning how to be consistent and not just running the ball, but in pass protection and just his work habits and practice. And he's growing, and he's a very talented player. We saw that in the spring.
Yep.
And he's going to be a tremendous player for us. We're going to continue to work with him. I think his future is very bright.
Yeah, he's a good-looking player. Boy, he's one of those guys that when he gets off the bus, you're like, well, that's the way they're supposed to look, isn't he?
Yeah, he's one of the first guys you want to send off the bus.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, good-looking player.
We got a couple of those guys that, you know, you want to get off the bus first.
That's right. Yeah, in fact, well, you're going to lead me into it now, so might as well talk about it. And Antonio Alfano, I know all these folks out here are very excited about the news that came down this week that the number one recruit of 2019 had been in Alabama, and he decided he wanted to make a change, and he signs a financial aid agreement now to be a Colorado Buffalo.
Yeah, Alfano, Antonio, he's a tremendous talent. Gotten to know him through the recruiting process when I was at Georgia. He was probably the most highly recruited player in America, and everyone wanted him. He expressed interest to come here to Boulder, and you know what he wants and what we want are in alignment, and we were able to get it worked out.
Tell us about him physically. I mean, he talking about guys you want to get off the bus first.
Yeah, he walks around at about 285, you know, and but he doesn't look it. You know, he looks right. Like he's about 240.
Broad in the shoulder, narrow in the hip kind of guy.
Yeah, and he's got really good initial quickness, you know, balance and body control. He's very explosive. You know, he's going to run at 285. He's going to run somewhere in the 4.6 range, low 4.7s. So he gives you pass rush ability, but because of his size, he can anchor the run game. He's a dynamic player. It's going to take probably four hands to block him.
Wow, is he a five technique guy? Is he big enough? Well, it sounds like he's big enough to go inside.
Yeah, he can go inside, and you know he can play. He's not a nose, but he can play a three technique, a penetrating three. He can play a five, a six. He can be a really good inside pass rusher. He can give tackles a lot of trouble on the edge as a rusher, and so he's a guy that we can do a lot with.
I know you got a lot of kids coming this weekend, so I ask it based on kind of that thought process. Would a guy like that? And I think back to some guys that have committed here in the past. Can there be a ripple effect because a guy is so widely known by high school kids? And boy, when he makes a decision, all of a sudden that kind of starts momentum?
It does. It does create momentum in recruiting. All the players, they all know each other. They're totally aware of where guys are going. They know who the best players are, who the most highly recruited guys are. They know the head coaches. They know the coordinators. Everyone's looking for their spot on the bus. They're looking for a home, a place where they feel like they can achieve academically and where they can achieve on the field and ultimately have a chance to play in the NFL. And so when they see a guy like Antonio decide to come to Boulder, you know, they start you know, connecting the dots and say, you know what, I think I need to take a look.
Right. I can imagine that. And the one thing I think has kind of become unique here in recent years, and maybe social media, I'm sure, has aided this, is the way that recruits start becoming recruiters for a program.
Yeah, and we have that now in our recruiting. We have momentum in recruiting. We have some guys that have been committed to us that are doing a good job. They're our best recruiters. And you know, when you look on social media and you do the analytics, you know, our players, our current players, and then our recruits have more followers than our actual Colorado Buffalo football site.
The accounts.
They follow the players and the recruits, and fans follow those, and they follow each other more than they follow us. And so when you get guys, you know, recruiting each other and they kind of put pressure on each other and I tell them, hey, look, just look at, look what Dwayne Wade did with the Heat.
Sure.
You know, he says, you know, I want to win a championship. I got to go get LeBron. We got to go get Bosh.
Yeah.
Now we can win. You don't have LeBron. You don't have Bosh. No championship.
Amen.
And so they've done the same thing at Golden State.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's what we got to do.
That's right. You think he can get LeBron to come here? You think so?
I'll work on it. I don't believe in self-imposed limitations. So
we'll got those Cleveland connections back there.
We'll give him a run, yeah.
The Buffaloes entertaining Stanford on Saturday at 1 o'clock for homecoming at Folsom Field. We've got Travaris Tillman's going to join us, the defensive backs coach, and also Tyreek Luckett, who got thrown into the deep end of the pool last week. I know Mel's very high on him, so we're going to talk with the defensive back as well as we continue on Buffs primetime. We're at the Post Brewing Company. This is Column of the Football from Learfield, IMG College.
He was a bold man that first ate an oyster. Clearly, Jonathan Swift wasn't familiar with Jack's Fish House, where we've been shucking up the freshest pillows of pearly pleasure for the last 25 years. Located at 928 Pearl Street, right next door to the iconic West End Tavern, Jack's is your trusted go-to for fresh, seasonal, and sustainable seafood. So in the immortal words of Teddy Roosevelt, get action, seize the moment. Man was never intended to become an oyster, just to eat them, and in doing so, live to love longer. Go Buffs!
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Pac-12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Pac-12 Radio from hosts like Ryan Leaf and me, Guy Haberman, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home, and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Pac-12SXM.
As a team physician for the CU Buffs, I take care of injuries that occur to the athletes on the field. As an athlete myself, I know what you weekend warriors go through. Remember, when you sustain an injury such as a sprain or a strain, it's generally best to apply ice to reduce swelling. I'm Sharav Podarp, part of the team of doctors at CU Sports Medicine. We have offices in Denver and Boulder. If you get hurt, call this team of specialists at Collegiate Athletes Trust.
Call today at 303-315-9900 or visit us at CUSportsMed.org.
Coors Light presents A Word from Kirk Herbstreit.
It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for college football. It means your fridge is filled with Coors Light. It means last night's pizza is this morning's breakfast. And washing it down with your first Coors Light of the day is worthy of an It's Saturday morning, and it means showers are optional.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, official corporate sponsor of the Colorado Buffaloes. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Buff them up. It's game time, and no one knows how to play better than Monarch Casino Resort Spa, right up the hill in Black Hawk. Discover a premier dining experience at the buffet, featuring nightly whole main lobster, snow crab, and USDA prime rib, alongside an array of buffet favorites, plus a spectacular Saturday and Sunday champagne and mimosa brunch. Located only 45 minutes from Denver in the beautiful mountain town of Black Hawk, Colorado. Bet on taste at Monarch Casino Resort Spa.
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With six Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa debit card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa debit card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa debit card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure, sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Back once again on the Buffs Prime Time here at the Post Brewing Company. That was a little loud to folks. Sorry about that. Shannon, turn it down. We're at the Post Brewing Company out here every Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. Our program is brought to us by Safeway. Safeway, proud to support the Colorado Buffaloes. Part of Safeway's commitment is to support local businesses, local growers, and local schools, because it's Safeway. What matters to you matters to us. And by the way, we're not out here next week. Bye week next week. Buffalo the week off. Then they've got Washington and Utah, so we're not out here next week. So you can show up. In fact, I recommend you come and have lunch here at the Post Brewing Company. You just won't have a coach to look at next week. So Stanford, 1 o'clock on Saturday. Our coverage gets underway at 11 o'clock as the Buffs take on Stanford. Hey, back to recruiting thing a little bit. What's the key is you're trying to build something like you're doing here. What is the key to making that sell? You talk all the time about Boulder sells itself. Bill McCartney used to say that all the time.
Yep.
But beyond that, when you're talking to young kids, what are you selling right now?
Well, I sell our coaching staff. Mm-hmm. I sell my resume. All these guys want to go to the NFL. You know, I've spent 10 years in the NFL, been through 10 NFL drafts. I know what it's all about. We sell the ability to play early. Mm-hmm. And we sell that the Pac-12 is a conference that that we should be able to take if we recruit properly. Right. So you know, those are things that appeal to players: early playing time, ability to go to the NFL, to win a championship, and so that's what we're selling.
Yeah, it's kind of selling a vision to them, isn't it?
Yeah, you're selling a dream, but you have to have something to back it up, and there's probably a great opportunity for me right now to comment on our fan base. Yeah. And we're at home. Our stadium is rocking. It's been full or almost full every week, and we have, I believe, the best fans in America. Our recruits and their parents, when they come here and they see our stadium, or they see it on TV, they're just amazed at just how loud it is and how everyone's into it. It's just a great atmosphere. You got the backdrop with the mountains. It's just I just want to thank our fans for coming out. It matters to our players, our current players, and coaches, and also matters to our recruits.
Yeah, by the way, the Colorado Buffaloes right now still leading the Pac-12 in percentage of capacity. Buffs are at 101%. Right. So, yeah, give you guys yourself a round of applause. It's outstanding. And we expect a huge crowd on Saturday at 1 o'clock for the game against Stanford. All right, let's talk about the Stanford Cardinal a little bit here. They're coming in at 4-4. I said to you a little while ago, I said, my guess is, in terms of the way he approaches things, that David Shaw's a guy you probably respect in terms of the style of football, how he goes about his business.
Yeah, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Shaw. And, you know, just off the field, you know, when I've spent time with him in the past, or whether it's Pac-12 Media Day or the winter meetings or spring meetings, you know, he's a really sharp guy. You know, he cares about his players. You know, he cares about the game of football, you know, overall in general. He does a good job on the rules committee and things like that. So, and then his team is a reflection of him. You know, they're very businesslike. They're physical. They're detail-oriented. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're fundamentally sound. Those guys, they play extremely hard.
They have a fullback, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. Huh? How about that?
That's like real football.
Yeah, that's real football. Yeah. How about that? I like those guys. Those guys that got those thick ankles, man. You know, they hog it up in there. You know, got ankle legs like garbage cans, man. So, you know, you got to be ready to stop the run when they run a fullback out there.
Yeah. I resemble that remark, by the way. Thick ankles. Yeah. Thick ankles generally don't mean fast, right? Is that a nice way of saying not fast?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. That's a nice way
but
of saying.
But physical.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, at least we got that going for us. Their quarterback, KJ Castillo, they've had their injury issues, and they've had some struggles, obviously, with being down to their third-string quarterback. But now KJ Castillo comes back in time to face the Buffaloes. What do you see in him?
Tremendous player. You know, he's got command of their offense. He can make all of the throws from the pocket. He has sufficient mobility. He's a really smart guy. He gets them in and out of the right plays. He checks a lot of plays at the line of scrimmage. You know, he's a fierce competitor. I can see why they like him. I can see why he's their leader.
Yeah. How about the running back, the Scarlet kid, Cameron Scarlet?
Yeah, he's got great vision. They have a really balanced, you know, run game, and they know what they're doing, and he knows how to press the hole. He keeps his shoulders square. You know, everyone's at the point of attack. When he gets the ball, he can hit a front side, or he can take it all the way backside. He falls forward on contact. I think he's averaging over 3 yards a carry, you know, after contact. So he's a very productive player.
And when you face them, they're a very balanced team. So from defensive standpoint, there's not like a real strong tendency one way or the other.
Yeah, so it's a balanced football team. They've done a great job in recruiting. They have a formula for the type of guys that they need, and they can get it done for them academically, but also get it done for them on the field so they don't beat themselves. You know, they're physical, fundamentally sound. They don't make a lot of mistakes. It's a team you're going to have to beat them. They're not going to beat themselves.
How about Stanford on the defensive side?
Yeah, I tell you what, they got pretty good size up front. They got some linebackers they can run. They got some length in the secondary. Their front end and their back end is very well coordinated with the pressures and the coverages that they run. And so they know how to leverage and tackle. They play hard. They run and hit.
How's your week been with your squad after five losses?
It's been a good week. Yep. It really has. It's been a good week. The players have... they're resilient, and we've got our older players who are still, you know, they're still hanging on to the rope.
Yeah.
You know, and then we got our younger players who are starting to figure it out, and we've been really focusing on just, you know, what do we have to do. Obviously, you know, we're lay out the game plan for Stanford, but it's really right now it's about us. We spend a lot of time talking about playing for each other, you know, being able to have the discipline to do your job on a consistent basis, and being able to count on the guy next to you to do his job.
When you've got a guy like Steven Montez, who's going to leave here as the all-time passing leader, he tied the touchdown mark with Sefo and Cody last week, but has had his struggles here in his fifth year with the Buffaloes. Yeah. How do you kind of shepherd him along?
It's just communication, you know, and I had a good conversation with him this week. And, you know, it's very important for everyone to understand that everyone has a role to play. And you have to... you know, you have to be a star in your role, whatever that role is. In his case, you know, take what the defense gives you. You know, take care of the football. You know, trust your O-line. You know, trust your backs. Trust your receivers. You know, do your job. Do what you can do. And then the players around him have to step up and get their job done.
We're going to have Tyreek Luckett come up here in just a couple minutes. And I asked you a little while ago, I said, boy, you kind of – there's a former receiver. I've had all the injuries. And you – you had to kind of throw him in the deep end of the pool last week. It's like, all right, go out there and play.
Yeah, we put him in there. I told him when we moved him, from receiver back in camp, I said, listen, you're going to play for us this year, so get ready. And every week I kept saying, hey, Tyreek, hey, man, are you ready? Are you paying attention? Right. And things became, you know, more clear for him as we went. He got better and better. And he was just waiting for his opportunity. And when he got in the game, you know, he did a good job.
Yeah. You never know what's going to happen when you throw him under the real lights out there.
Yeah,
right?
I felt really good. I wasn't worried about him when he went out there. He's a little slight of build, you know, but he's got a big heart. He stepped up in the hole and struck a guy near the leg, near the shoulder. And we put a couple more pounds on this guy. I think he might be a player.
He's got some great length to him.
Yeah, yeah, he's got great length, and you know, he's got really good ball skills. He was a serviceable receiver when he was there. and we might have to give him a to-go bag and get out here.
Well, when they come to the show, they're allowed to have a meal, so we'll make sure we take care of that.
That's right.
So we're going to have him up here in a few minutes as well. And Travaris Tillman, I always like when you comment on each one of your coaches we bring out here.
Yeah, T, he's a Georgia Tech grad. I'm not holding that against him because, you know, I'm a Wisconsin guy. But when I was at Georgia,
right,
it was just great to see him put on that black and that red and black. You know, he had to do it. You know, we were paying for it. And so, but he's got high character guys. Got a great family. You know, played I think 6, 7, 8 years in the NFL. You know, he knows the position. Does a great job recruiting. He really does a great job teaching and, you know, motivating and developing our young players. Spends a lot of individual time with him. He's a guy that I trust, and he's a tremendous coach.
So those defensive coaches, you're always looking over their shoulder, aren't you, on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I spent a little time on offense this week, though.
Oh, did you really?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. I like that. Sounds good. Well, Travaris is coming up here. We got Tyreek's going to be up here in a couple minutes as well. Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's hear from Mel Tucker, head coach of the Buffaloes. They'll take on Stanford 1 o'clock on Saturday at Folsom Field. Let's take a timeout. We'll continue here for the Post Brewing Company. Travaris Tillman comes up next, and after that, Tyreek Luckett. This is Bus Prime Time, and this is Colorado Football from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Buff fans! Google is teaming up this year with Vision Zero and would like to encourage everyone to approach traffic safety in a fundamentally different way that promotes safe travel for all. Let's all commit to safe street, safe speeds, safe vehicles, and safe people. Remember that traffic collisions are preventable, and even one fatality is too many. Together, we can make a difference in our communities. Thank you, and go Buffs! Supported by Google, Vision Zero, and Ralphie's Green Stampede.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure, sack.
all the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Buff them up. It's game time, and no one knows how to play better than Monarch Casino Resort Spa. Right up the hill in Black Hawk, discover a premier dining experience at the buffet featuring nightly whole Maine lobster, snow crab, and USDA prime rib, alongside an array of buffet favorites, plus a spectacular Saturday and Sunday champagne and mimosa brunch. Located only 45 minutes from Denver in the beautiful mountain town of Black Hawk, Colorado. Bet on taste at Monarch Casino Resort Spa.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Kate.
And we're not just literal taste buds.
We're best buds.
And we love Pepsi.
Sure, we live inside your mouth.
But that doesn't mean we don't enjoy the finer things.
Pepsi incoming.
Amazing.
That's what I was thinking.
It's like we share the same mouth, Kate.
Forever and ever, Nate.
Make your taste buds happy and pick up a delicious, refreshing Pepsi.
Hey.
Hey, Bench. What are you doing?
I'm rubbing my blue emu on.
Were you ready to go fishing?
Fishing?
You said we were going fishing this morning.
I have 10 gold glove awards.
Oh, here we go again.
Johnny Bench doesn't go fishing.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny Bench goes catching. Blue emu supports healthy muscles and joints. Blue emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers and Amazon.
Hey, Buff fans, visit Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder for employee pricing. You pay what the employees pay, only at Boulder Toyota. We offer 2 years, no-cost maintenance with every new Toyota purchase or lease. Take advantage of our low upfront pricing on all pre-owned vehicles in every make and every model. Visit BoulderToyota.com for more information. Come visit us off Pearl and 48th, right off of Foothills Parkway, or online anytime at BoulderToyota.com. Go Buffs!
Back once again on Buffs Primetime here for the Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder. Time for our assistant coach segment as we get set for the Buffaloes and the Stanford Cardinal on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Javaris Tillman joining us here for a few minutes, defensive backs coach for the Buffaloes. Welcome. Your first time here.
First time here. Big crowd. Yeah. That's good.
They're nice people.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah,
good
they're
crowd.
Nice people. They never throw anything.
Yeah, that's good.
So you're going to be just fine. First time we have you on, so I'd like to get you to kind of introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your background and who you come to Boulder with and all that kind of stuff.
I'm Travis Tillman. I'm from a little small town in South Georgia, Lyons, Georgia, about 5,000 people there. But we've had three or four individuals from my hometown go to the NFL, so that's pretty pretty good. 5,000 people, four guys is pretty good.
Something in the water? What's going on?
I guess it must be in the water.
Yeah.
But, did my undergrad at Georgia Tech, played there for 4 years, drafted by the Buffalo Bills in the second round in 2000. Spent a couple years there. From there, I went to the Carolina Panthers and then finished my career with the Miami Dolphins. So.
All right. And coming here, do you have family that comes
good
with you?
My family, my wife, Kiki. Yeah. She's originally from California. I have three kids. I have a 12-year-old son in Atticus. 10-year-old daughter in Harper, and I have 8-year-old son in Saint. So they're enjoying Colorado, man. They love it out here. They love the snow.
Do they really?
Yeah. So they... Hopefully they'll continue to enjoy the snow, but it's new to them now, so they're really enjoying it.
So they hadn't seen or been around it at all?
No, previous stops? Not previously been around it. It'll snow just a little, in Georgia, but it's nothing like it is here. So
you got a 10-year-old little girl.
So she's in the middle, so she's got two buffers between her, so hopefully they can protect her.
Yeah, that's about ready to get serious, though, now.
Yeah, it is. She's not a bad-looking little girl, either, so it's going to be hard.
How'd you meet your wife?
I met my wife just on a whim. I was actually out. It was during the off-season, just out with some of my teammates, and we were just waiting for one of the guys to come down. We were in a hotel, and she just happened to be babysitting a famous celebrity. I won't give his kids or whatever, but saw her, said hello, and then I guess the rest is history.
Wow. All it took was a hello from you.
That was it.
Tyreek, did you know your coach has got that much game? No, he's shaking his head.
Just a little bit of game, right?
So you've enjoyed your time here in Boulder.
I have, man. I love it out here. I love the mountains. I love the change of season. So this is godsend for me. And we just got to turn things around here pretty soon and get on the winning streak, and everything will be perfect.
So talk about your decision to come with Mel here. When he took this job, obviously he talked to you about coming on board. Why'd you follow him here?
Mel Tucker is a great guy, man. He's genuine. How you see him is how he is every day. So it's hard to find people like that these days that are so genuine and genuinely has your back, you know. And I'm still a young coach, and I know I have a lot to learn, and what a better teacher than Mel Tucker.
So playing in the NFL for a number of years, why coaching? I mean, you saw the way those guys grinded, what they do. Yeah. What drew you to this business?
Just love the game. I love the game. I love the grind of the game. I mean, and I also like schedules. I like being on a schedule. So if I'm with a team and I know what I have to do, I know I have to be a certain place at a certain time. It kind of takes the guesswork out of life, I think. So it's good. It's good to be around the game, and it's just a great game. It just brings people together. I mean, it makes you tough. I just love the game.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that's the opposite of having three kids is having a schedule, right?
Right. Right.
So with them, it's just chaos. When you come to the work, you know exactly when things.
You know exactly. Everything's laid out for you on a piece of paper, so all you had to do was to show up.
I like it. All right, tell me a little bit about some of your guys. Let's talk about some of you guys. You've had a heck of a baptism under fire coming here just one guy after another dropping like flies in a second.
Yeah, we started off, I think our first injury may have been Chris
Miller.
I can't even think his name right now. Yep. His injury, he was playing for us, playing well at the time. He suffered an injury. Then Makai Blackman suffers an injury. So we've had some young guys step up, but I'm lucky to have the senior in Derrick Abrams, who's been a constant for me. He's been a good leader for these young guys with Tariq coming in, and also KJ Trujillo. So those guys have they work hard, man. They work really hard. You know, they've been thrown in the fire, and they've done all they can, you know, to pick up the slack of the guys that we've lost, and they've done a good job.
Being you're a guy that's played at the highest level, what makes a great corner?
You got to just have a really short memory for one. You know, you got. Because bad things are going to happen all the time out there. You can have the best coverage in the world, but a balls can be perfect, you know, and the guy may catch it on you.
Yeah.
But you just got to go to the next play. Also, you got to be able to run. You're looking for corners that can run. You want corners that have length. You know what I mean? And you just got to be fearless out there. Because sometimes you're out there on the island. You got to just have a mindset to just. You know, I'm going to dominate this one guy that I'm on.
You know, it's amazing. It's traditionally kind of thought about corners being smaller guys. You're a large man.
Yes.
And corners are getting bigger. And the length is, you know, we just had a Kelly Witherspoon come through here a few years ago.
Right.
Isaiah Oliver, big, long corners. That's kind of the trend.
That's the trend now. You want long corners, man, because they're throwing balls, you know, up now. The receivers are getting better. You know, the receivers are, you know, more athletic. So you need a guy out there that can match, you know, the athleticism of the guy he's covering.
Who's the best receiver you ever covered?
Best receiver I ever covered. I covered Randy Moss once.
Okay.
So I can say that's probably the best receiver.
That's pretty good. Covered. Yeah.
And it was a ball that was actually thrown out of bounds, which was good. So he didn't have a chance to catch it.
And you got to be competitive to be a cornerback.
You got to have that competitive edge about you. You know, just ready. You know, just go to war every time you line up.
Okay, Tyreek is coming up here in just a little while. Well, tell me about what you see in him as a corner.
He's new to the position, but he learns quickly. He's a smart kid. He loves to compete. You know, sometimes I have to get on him. You know, bend his knees a little because he's a long guy. So you got to bend your knees. But he's stepped in and done a great job. He's stepped up to the plate and He's going to be a good one when it's all said and done. Uh-huh. If he just continues, you know, work hard and, you know, just not get complacent.
Yeah, see the way he's looking at you over there? He's trying to make sure those points get across to you, Terry, you know?
Exactly.
But they got to be coachable, don't they?
Got to be coachable. He's a coachable kid, too, so that makes everything easier for me.
How about, and you're only going to have him for a few more games here, but Derrick Abrams, I've enjoyed getting to know him his 2 years here.
Mm-hmm. Derrick, like I said, he's my lone senior. He does a good job, man. He comes in extra. I mean, he practices hard. He does everything that you want want a guy to do. I mean, he's had some tough breaks here and there, but he's like I say, he's got a short memory, and he steps back up and he competes the next play.
Coaching on the defensive side of the ball with this team, there's been some challenges this year.
Right.
You guys are giving up some points, giving up some yardage. But the group in general, I think in masses, has continued to compete hard, haven't they?
Competing, I mean, it's almost like we're undefeated the way they go out and practice each week and approach the game. So that's been refreshing to see that they're still focused no matter if the season's not as going as we thought it was, you know, before it started. So, yeah. But we go out every game and they expect to win that game. So you always see those guys flying around, you know, playing as hard as they can.
Right. But that's a challenge for a coach, I would think, because, you know, kids will have a tendency to get their head down, and so part of your job then is to make sure that, you know, you're picking them up.
Picking them up, but the personality of the guys we have now, it didn't take a lot because they want to win. They want to go out and work hard. And things are going to turn around for us. We got three games left, and I firmly believe we can win all three of those games.
I know they're hurt, but a couple of guys you mentioned, a comment or two about Chris Miller. As a corner,
Chris Miller, he's a guy who's he has the right build. He's a stocky kid. He's long, you know. So I mean, he competes like he's supposed to, and he has the athletic ability, you know, to be a good corner.
Mm-hmm. How about KJ Trujillo?
KJ has been a breath of fresh air. He's a slight kid, but he has a big heart, and he plays with it. Unfortunately, he got hurt the last game, so he wasn't able to play. So, but he competes every day, man. I love that kid. He's always in tune to practice. He's always willing to learn, and he's going to be a good one as well.
Now, this week you got Stanford coming to town. Give us a thought about that offense you're facing.
Really slowed down offense, which is refreshing. I think they actually huddle. Break
wow.
the huddle.
Huddle so, and have a fullback. Holy
exactly.
Cow.
They actually huddle, so we have time, you know, diagnose the formation and get lined up. But they're a tough physical team. It's going to take for us to, you know, go out and play our best game to get the job done.
The way the pace is picked up, you just touched on something there. The way it's picked up in terms of quick snaps and hurry up offenses and not huddling up and all these kind of things, how is that altered from a defense? How much more in tune mentally every player's got to be? Because you're not having a chance to really get together and talk.
You have to kind of design the defense around not moving so much. You know, I mean, you almost have what we call blackboard. So your players have their cleats in the ground. So if someone moves, you don't really have to do anything. So we try to cater, you know, to that style of defense.
All right. So you've tried to work from an X's and O's standpoint around what they're doing.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Does it at all put more pressure though on the kids because they've got to be thinking? Out there.
Yeah, it does put pressure on them, but our practices are designed to put pressure on them, so when they get in the game, it's like nothing they haven't seen.
Right. Okay. How often does Mel Tucker kind of stick his head on the defensive meeting?
It's not too bad, actually. I mean, right. My previous place, the head coach was always in the defense because he was a defensive guy. But he comes in, I think, when he you know, he has some questions asked, but for the most part, he kind of lets us go and coach on our own.
All right. So how do you like running behind Ralphie?
I'm always in the booth.
Always you're upstairs.
Yeah, I'm always in the booth, so I haven't had the privilege to do that. Maybe I'll run behind
you
him. Run
do, I mean, you should go out there. Because we're winning the coin toss most of the time anyway, so we can take the ball.
No doubt. So maybe the last game I'll sneak out there and run behind him, Ralphie one time.
Yeah, because we pass each other in the hallway all the time.
Exactly.
Well, great to have you here. Keep up the good work, and let's get a win this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Travaris Tillman, defensive backs coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. They've got Stanford at 1 o'clock on Saturday at Folsom Field. It's Buffs Prime Time. We're here at the Post Brewing Company, and we're back in a moment with Tariq Luckett. He comes your way next. This is Colorado Football from Learfield IMG College.
Howdy, Buff fans. There's a lot of reasons during the day that one might want to drink a margarita. Like buying a new house, margarita. Having a new baby, margarita. Kids leave for college recently, definitely a margarita. You getting married? Margarita. Getting divorced? Couple of margaritas. Serving daily delicious margaritas on our version of Colorado Mexican cuisine at Centro Mexican Kitchen, downtown Boulder at 950 Pearl Street.
Hey, I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and I watch college football like it's my job.
It is your job.
I know, but sometimes I like to get out of the booth and chill. Here, have a Coors Light.
Thanks.
So, where was I?
You're on my couch. In my spot.
Oh, is this your spot? It's a nice spot. Great view.
Grab some Coors Light for every game day. Official corporate sponsor of the Colorado Buffaloes. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Visit Windish RV in Lakewood, Longmont, and Colorado Springs, or online at WindishRV.com for great deals on the nation's best RV brands like Airstream, Grand Design, Keystone, and more. CU fans, show your 2019 football ticket stub and receive $500 off any RV purchase all season long at any Windish RV location. Start your adventure at Windish RV, Colorado's number one towable dealership and the official partner of the Colorado Buffaloes. Online at WindishRV.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
At Safeway, we know fresh matters to you, and it matters to us. Fresh means cut and prepared right here in store, every day. We also know local matters, so we're proud to carry Colorado Choice Angus beef, plus fruits and vegetables from local growers. You'll find freshness in every corner of our stores, from baked breads and hand-decorated cakes to our famous fried chicken. Fresh matters to you, and it matters to us. Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Hey Buff fans, this is Colorado football coach Mel Tucker, and I'm excited to announce our partnership with Sil Tahar Motors. Sil Tahar has been locally owned for almost 60 years, and they are proud supporters of CU. If you're interested in amazing plug-in hybrid vehicles, visit sthmotors.com or call 303-469-1801, and they can bring a Lincoln Aviator or a Volvo XC60 to test drive at your home or work. The Sil Tahar team in Broomfield will make the buying process simple and stress-free. Go Buffs!
As head team physician for the CU Buffs, I take care of injuries that occur to the athletes on the field. Having been injured myself when I played linebacker at CU, I know what you go through when you sustain an injury in sports or other activities. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric McCarty, part of the team of doctors at CU Sports Medicine. We have offices in Denver and Boulder available for your sports medicine needs. If you get hurt, call this team of specialists at Collegiate Athletes Trust.
Call today at 303-315-9900 or visit us at cusportsmed.org.
Back one final time here at the Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder. It's Buffs Prime Time with head coach Mel Tucker. And now time for our players segment. Joining us is freshman Tariq Luckett, 6'3", 190, out of Linwood, California, there in the L.A. metro area. Welcome. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good. Thanks for being here today. How's the transition? Well, you've had a lot of transitions. You had to go from living in California, living in Colorado. You had to go from high school to college, and you've been a wide receiver. Now you're a defensive back. It's all about change for you right now.
Yeah, you know, it's a big step, but I'm just coming out here every day, just doing what I can, you know, just trying to get better every day.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your background, your family, and what you got back there in California.
I'm the youngest of two. I have an older sister. Okay. I think she's 21.
All right. She an athlete, too?
Yeah, she used to play softball, but now she just went to college. Now she's fine.
Okay. Just living a regular life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom is from New York. She moved. When my mom and dad met each other in California.
Okay.
So that was pretty much it.
All right. Why Colorado? I mean, you had options out there.
Yeah. Really, like, my family loved this place.
Okay.
Like, when we first got here on my official, my dad fell in love with the coaching staff, the old coaching staff and the new coaching staff.
Okay.
I came up here twice. But every time, both times I came up here, they loved the atmosphere, everything. I just knew from the jump it was where I was going to go.
Where's the athletic ability come from in your family?
Actually, both my parents played. My mom was a track athlete in high school, and my dad played football. He played in college, but then I think he got messed up with it. That's fine.
Okay, all right. So would you do anything besides football? Were you a basketball player, baseball?
I played multiple sports as a little kid, but Yeah, I never really like stuck with them besides football.
So when you got here, you're thinking I'm a wide receiver.
Yes.
Now you're a defensive back.
Yes.
How did that whole thing take place? Did the staff come and talk to you a little bit and say, would you move or what?
From high school, I knew I had the athlete around my name. I knew I had it. So coming here, I had a feeling I was, but I never knew I was going to actually do it.
Okay.
But, like, going through fall camp, Coach Tucker would always would do, like, a back pedal or warm-ups. He'd be like, all right, I need some DBs. You know, I need some DBs. So he just kept telling me that. So I was like, one day he just came. He met me with my office, and he said, hey, we need a DBs, and he wanted to change them. I had to take the opportunity.
Well, that's a change of mindset, because you go from being the guy that's going to get hit to the guy that's got to hit people now.
Yes.
Right?
That is a big switch.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard, you know, because getting the ball every day, every play, it's hard out there because I'm used to making plays. But, you know, on defense, you can make your play every play. So
I'm waiting for that first interception because then I got to see the ball skills after you get it, right?
You know, I'm hopefully this week I can get a chance to get an interception this week. But just trying to play, just do my role. That's all I'm doing.
But what's the greatest? In fact, Mel, we were talking before the show here. Mel and I were sitting here, and he talked about at UCLA. So here, get your first start out there.
Yes.
He said, we're walking at halftime down the tunnel, and he says, Tariq was right in front of me. And you were talking about, because I asked him about it, well, how did he take the, you know, kind of being thrown to the deep end of the pool? And Mel says, he was talking to whoever he's walking next to about this play and that play. And he said, it seemed very natural out there. Were you a little bit wide-eyed going out there your first time? Or
no, it was just a great opportunity. You know, I finally got my first chance to play in front of my whole family, being from L.A.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Which was, I had to just, it was just in my mind I had to go out there and do what I had to do. So I didn't. It wasn't really scared. It was just like another football game after the first couple plays.
Who on this team helps you? I mean, I guess you got a guy like Delrick, who's a senior, so he's seen a lot out there. But who kind of helps you from a player standpoint?
Honestly, everybody. And the DBs, like all of the defensive backs on our team, we just all try to come together and just practice every day, you know, just grind. You know, we're not doing the greatest thing at this time, but we just come every day with the mindset that we're going to get better and better every day. So it's usually everybody.
How's the playing for Coach Tillman? How do you like playing for him?
Coach Tillman is a funny coach. I like him. Yeah. We get along, you know. Sometimes he got to get on me sometimes, but, you know, it's what you want from a coach. He always expects high from me, and, you know, I like that.
Right. There's only 6 inches between a kick and a tail and a pat in the back, though, isn't there, right?
Yeah.
They got to stay on you a little bit.
Yes, sir.
What do you want to do after football's over? We hope that's a long time from now, but what do you want to do when football's over?
I really want to become a real estate agent.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's really what I want to do.
All right.
So I'm
we probably get 5 or 6 of them right here in the room right now. They could probably help you out with that when it's all said. That's where the money's at, right?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I would like to have the opportunity to, you know, help people find a home for their new family.
Right.
You know,
make a couple of bucks, help them out. Yeah. How class is going? How's that transition going?
It's a big transition from high school to college, you know, having homework assignments every day to now just, you don't even know if you have homework because they're not telling you.
So, you've got to be responsible and do it yourself
just
now,
Everything's out there now. I just got to come. I just got to go get out there and do it now.
So you talked about being recruited by the previous staff, and then you show up here and Mel Tucker. Well, what's your impression of Coach Tucker?
Coach Tucker's an unbelievable guy. You know, he won't lie. That's a big thing about me. He really will tell you the truth right there.
Just be honest.
Just be straight honest. Like, with me, it's not really hard, you know. It's all the love, fashion, all that stuff for your all the little stuff. But with him, it's just straightforward. You're going to get what you see, and I like that.
Yeah. That kind of lets you know where you stand all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. There's no gray area with Mel at all.
Not at all.
All right. How do you like running behind Ralphie? It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Actually, I'm always, like, more in the back of the pack. But, it's just running out to the crowd is more like just seeing like all those people is just, it's mind blowing.
Well, see, that's a seniority thing. As you get older, you get to move up nearer to Ralphie. Yeah. Just don't get in front of her.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. I want to be getting close.
Hey, man, it's great to talk to you. Keep up the good work back there. Keep learning. Keep playing hard. Let's get a win this weekend, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, let's hear for Tariq Luckett, number 16 for the Colorado Buffaloes, as they've got Stanford on Saturday, 1 o'clock. We'll hit there at 11 a.m. for the Buffalo Stampede pregame show on the Colorado Football Network. Coach Gary Barnett, yours truly. Don't forget, tonight's a Hall of Fame inductions. And, by the way, we're not going to be back out here next week. It's a bye week, so the following week prior to the Washington game. This is Colorado Football from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, Buffs fans. This is Mark Johnson here at Hazel's Beverage World. Did you know that Hazel's has the friendliest staff and the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits in Boulder? Hazel's is locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 28th and Pearl in Boulder. Remember, Hazel's is the official pre- and post-game headquarters of the Buffs.
CU Sports Medicine and Performance Center offers world-class medicine, physical therapy, MRI, and sports science to athletes and active people of all ages and abilities. Located in Boulder next to Folsom Field, the center brings together leading providers, therapists, and exercise specialists from the CU School of Medicine and Boulder Community Health. We offer sports medicine, physical therapy, and sports performance services to help optimize the athlete in you. For more information, visit the website at CUSportsMedCenter.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Buffs Primetime has been presented by Coors Light, the official beer of chill. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.